Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Joining us now, Steve Gillis. He's our Quinnipiac Law School constitutional law consulting professor to the radio program. We haven't had him on over the last few months. He's back as the court rulings are breaking into the news. And there was one last week on DACA. And Steve, maybe you can explain that one to us. Welcome back to WTIC.
Yeah, it's good to be back, Todd. This one is complicated. I will do my best to boil it down for everybody. Back in 2012, the Obama administration created DACA, Program for the Dreamers, deferred removal and federal benefits for all those young people who'd been in this country for years after their parents brought them here unlawfully. 2014, the Obama administration expands it to give the same benefits, deferred removal and federal benefits like Social Security, to the parents of the Dreamers. Texas and a bunch of other states challenge that. They win in the Fifth Circuit. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals says that's unlawful. The agency and the administration can't just create new classes of people and give them benefits. This case goes to the Supreme Court. Justice Scalia dies after oral argument. The Supreme Court affirms that 4-4. The Attorney General, under the Trump administration, now we go to 2017, the Attorney General Sessions says, well, the original program is just as bad as the one for the parents. So I'm telling Homeland Security that. Homeland Security then says we're abolishing the program for the Dreamers. So they don't get deferred removal, and they also don't get those federal benefits like Social Security.
So this last part is what just got reviewed by the court?
That's right. That's this case. It's got two parts. We usually talk about constitutional law when I come on. There is a constitutional law piece, and the Trump administration actually won on that one. One of the theories here was they rescinded this valuable program for the Dreamers because of President Trump's hostility, racial hostility to Latinos. The Supreme Court, 8-1, said those claims are baseless. This decision was based on, you know, administrative reasoning about the legality of the program. So they go away. But the administration lost on whether or not it was legal to unwind, it's called rescind, the program for the Dreamers, the DACA program. They didn't lose in a way that prevents them from trying again. They lost on a procedural ruling that the secretary's decision didn't consider the possibility that she could have just rescinded the benefits and let them continue to get deferred removal from the United States.
But why did that? Do you view that as a sincere decision? Because this was four liberals plus the Chief Justice jumping over, as John Roberts has done before, and doing something that appears to be more political than judicial. And I'm curious if that's how you look at this. Is this Chief Justice Roberts trying to make sure that the court is staying inside the boundaries of today's norms? Is that how you look at this?
Well, I think one way to look at the case certainly is that the court here is just kind of running out the clock and saying, you know, try again if you have time. But if the next administration disagrees with you, anything you do is not really going to make any difference. Looking at it legally, I think what I'd say is that the court used its discretion about what issues it was going to decide, what issues it was not going to decide, and gave the Dreamers the benefit of the doubt at several different points in the technical legal arguments that I won't try to summarize.
Right.
It basically said, I would say the message it sent was, when the federal government has set up a big program that people are relying on and changing their plans on for years, you can't just tear it down without being very careful about the basis, the grounds on which you're doing so. And here, the government kind of, the Trump administration kind of jumped it at an opportunity, but they went farther than the lower court rulings in their favor suggested, and okay. So they got burned.
All right. Well, that's that gives us some context on it. Appreciate that. What's coming up next?
We got, I won't even try, Todd. There's something like 14 big cases still to come down, including, you know, hot button issues like abortion, like the constitutionality of the appointment of the head of the Consumer Finance Protection Board. You know, remember Richard Cordray and company?
Yes, yes.
And a lot of good stuff.
Many
more.
Good. People have a chance to be upset in case there's nothing emotional going on currently. Appreciate that, Steve Gillis. Look forward to talking with you again soon. Steve Gillis from Quinnipiac Law School. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, Steve. Yeah, it's just good to get his input on this stuff and to have a little context through which to view these things.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.